This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. On this day after Iran ignored a UN Security Council deadline to freeze its nuclear enrichment activities, attention is now focused on what's next. President Bush, in a speech yesterday, made clear that the United States believes Iran needs to face consequences for its defiance.
It is time for Iran to make a choice. We've made our choice. We will continue to work closely with our allies to find a diplomatic solution. But there must be consequences for Iran's defiance, and we must not allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. John Bolton says the Security Council will not be considering possible sanctions against Iran until at least next week, after the foreign policy chief of the European Union meets with Iran's top nuclear negotiator. Amid talk of nuclear weapons diplomacy and Iran's intentions, we hear very little about what Iranians are thinking. To get a glimpse of some of the political discussions within the country, we turn to Michael Slackman. He's correspondent for the New York Times in Tehran.
It's a very diverse society here. I mean, I think it's dangerous to talk about all Iranians. Certainly, he's very popular among a segment of the population, but his popularity is waning a bit because he was elected primarily on an economic message. When he ran for president, he promised that he would see to a redistribution of their oil wealth. That's what people are looking to him for, not really to get in a conflict with the rest of the world. That said, I think he has really struck a chord, not just among his initial followers, but among all Iranians who feel that indeed the United States does have no role in telling and dictating to Iran what it should do with its nuclear program, or any program for that matter.
Earlier this week, Michael Slackman was at an unusual press conference called by Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, which highlighted what Iranians on the street had been telling him that their biggest concerns have to do with the economy.
The neat thing about Iran is, despite having an increasingly authoritarian government, there is real civil society politics. I'm not sure exactly what you call it, but people do expect the government, not necessarily the leadership, but the government to deliver on real pocketbook issues. In this press conference you're talking about, the president, this is the one where the president of Iran called out the president of the United States for a face-to-face debate. It was clear they wanted this to be another kind of political coup for them. And in fact, over time, what the reporters were focusing on was pocketbook issues. One reporter got up and said, you know, Mr. President, the price of chicken is more expensive than it used to be. Unemployment is a problem. Even the cost of putting out newspapers is a problem. People are very, very concerned. Inflation here is officially 10%, but for most people, it feels much more than that. But as the reporters were asking questions, you could tell what was happening in the room. Confidence was spreading. More and more people were getting up and asking more and more challenging questions. At one point, a reporter actually challenged the president on whether or not he was really supporting kind of freedom of a critical press, which was very interesting to see.
The sanctions being talked about in the Security Council do include economic ones. I asked Michael Slackman if that would hit Iranians where it hurt.
I went to an electronics shop yesterday when I was just chatting with folks about how they feel. And he said his biggest concern is he won't ever get American products because he said that's all people want to buy is American-made products. There is a concern here that life will get worse economically. It depends on exactly what the sanctions are and how they pinch. If the sanctions limit the ability of the government to get access to international banks and limit the ability of leaders here and government officials to travel, it might not have that much of a pinch on people, and they might be willing to stick it out a little bit. This has become an issue of national pride. And when the people here talk about humiliation, it's not just a line. There's a real element of pride that's involved in this conflict, at least on the street level.
Michael Slackman is a correspondent for the New York Times in Tehran. That's where he spoke to us from.